Well, hello there. My name is Rotimi, and I'm responsible for the Windows Business Division in Sub-Saharan Africa. I've had the privilege of working with a lot of senior leaders in the region, and I've had the honor of meeting many of you in person. And as we talk about the challenges and opportunities, it's clear that technology needs to do more. Technology needs to help your organizations to improve your business processes, improve efficiency, provide better services for your existing customers, help you reach new ones, create new business models, and just help you grow. There's no question about that. At Microsoft, we are committed to helping every individual and every organization on the planet to do more, to grow your businesses, to create new jobs, to penetrate new sectors, and to differentiate yourselves from your competition. No doubt 2015 was a tough year. Lots of challenges with economic conditions, but even in the face of challenges, there are opportunities. I'd like to spend just 10 minutes talking to you about some of the challenges that we see and some of the opportunities that we feel that you can take advantage of in your industries. As we think about the future, it's clear that technology needs to help organizations to provide better services for customers. That's how you grow, by providing value and then capturing value in return. When you think about some of the challenges that you all faced over the last year, uncertain market conditions impacted consumer confidence, impacted your performances in general. There's a lot of pressure to reduce costs and IT investments. I talked to a lot of CIOs who say that they're being asked to make sure that their organizations are actually providing tangible value to the bottom line of the organization. How can IT become a profit center as opposed to a cost, a line item every year? Why do we need new technology? Why should we buy more software or hardware for that matter? What are some of the phenomenons that are going on in the world around us today that we can actually leverage? Thinking about fast evolving business models, how can we continue to innovate as an organization using the technology we have? What incremental investments can we make that enable us to have tangible value and really have a great impact on our bottom line, driving growth? Well, at Microsoft, we acknowledge these challenges. In truth, we live them with you every day, but we also see some great opportunities to increase your competitiveness and gain share ahead of an economic recovery, which we know will come in Sub-Saharan Africa. We use technology as a key driver for transformation and differentiating yourselves and your value proposition, and really enabling you to grow in a consistent, scalable, and manageable fashion. Few things to take note of here. When the economic forecast is uncertain, the necessary response is to focus on business fundamentals and drive scalable and manageable growth. And investments need to go in line with an overall strategy that drives that scalable, manageable growth. We want to help you to save money while maximizing your impact. We want to help you to grow your businesses and differentiate from competition. And we definitely want to help all the organizations we work with to reduce risk, take better care of your business processes, protect your data, and generally help you to provide better value to your customers. And as you think through that, I like to talk to customers about this concept of enterprise mobility. If we want to differentiate ourselves, we want to be able to provide tangible value for customers. Let's meet customers at the point of their needs. What are our customers doing today? Across board, all of us are consumers when all is said and done. We may be working all day, traveling all the time, doing business, trying to make things happen, trying to grow. But when we go home, we're consumers of technology. We're consumers of commodities. And what do consumers do today? Increasingly, we all operate in this mobile tapestry that I'm showing on the slide right now. We all consume technology through devices, using applications across different devices, different operating systems, and consuming data. And ultimately, this is the continuum that all of us go through as individuals, that your customers are increasingly going through, and that your employees are increasingly exploiting on a day-to-day basis. Whether we're providing banking services, whether it's a telecommunications organization, whether we're in retail, our customers are increasingly expecting us to transact business with them using mobile devices, using applications, using cloud solutions. And they expect to be able to do so reliably and safely and securely on a day-to-day basis. Even businesses that aren't yet exploring these mobile scenarios will do so. And so it behooves every organization to think about a strategy around mobile productivity, around leveraging mobile scenarios, both for your internal employees and also for your customers. So I would ask you a question. As senior leaders in organizations, senior business decision makers in organizations all across the region, what kind of policies or strategies do you have in place to leverage these enterprise mobility scenarios? How can you differentiate yourselves from your competition by leveraging the use of devices and applications and data in various scenarios? Clearly, there's an opportunity here, and Microsoft has been working diligently to provide the right infrastructure and the right platform, the right features and functionality to enable our partners and our customers to leverage this trend. In order to do so, though, in order to really explore a mobile-first, cloud-first reality, there's a few things to take note of. There's a few challenges that we face as we try to explore these opportunities. In your environments, it's great for you to have some sort of a process, some type of policy in place around bring your own device scenarios or choose your own device scenarios, allowing your employees to access applications, business process infrastructure using their own personal devices, or even mobile devices provided through your organization. But in doing so, you have to worry about exploited credentials. What kind of risk is there? More than 75% of network intrusions exploit weak or stolen credentials. That's a fact, and that's a challenge that may impact your ability to truly explore and take advantage of mobile scenarios. Unsecured applications. 10 years ago, we accessed the internet using portals. Then we got into search engines. More recently, social media outlets. And now, everything's accessible through applications. And we all use applications every day, and there's probably hundreds of applications being utilized by your employees that may not necessarily have the right security infrastructure in place. Those of you who have iPads that you're using today, I know a lot of executives carry iPads around, and they're good devices. How productive are they, though? How many line of business applications do you use on an iPad? How many scenarios can you exploit? How productive can you be using mobile scenarios on an iPad device? It's important to have the right framework in place. More than 80% of employees admit to using non-approved software, non-approved applications, to do their jobs. They're going to want to do that. They're going to want to be more efficient and productive. They want to work from anywhere. They want to explore cloud storage scenarios. They want to explore customer relationship management scenarios. They want to use ISV applications. Some of them haven't been provisioned properly but are still being utilized or tested. That's happening. Mobile security governance. By the end of 2016, only 15% of large organizations will have adequate mobile security and governance policies in place. And this stuff isn't difficult. Any Microsoft representative, a partner, or account manager that you speak to will tell you that there are a few basic tenets you want to have in place to explore mobile scenarios. And I'll be happy to run through a few of them with you now. Essentially, we want to make sure that you're able to have secure and safe systems in place to manage your data, to manage the devices that are in your environment, those that are able to access files behind your firewalls and so on, to use applications correctly. Because otherwise, you may face data leaks, you may face issues with regard to security challenges. You want to make sure that any policy you have in place has a process to manage your users, applications, and devices and data across different platforms, across different operating systems. This is how you can leverage enterprise mobility scenarios in your environments. For you as an executive, wouldn't it be great if you could work from anywhere in the world? If you have a heavy traffic schedule, you're able to securely log into internal systems, work productively, use line of business applications, use simple business intelligence applications to make data-driven decisions from anywhere in the world, secure in the knowledge that your data is safe, that your infrastructure is reliable, and that the platform will just work, enabling you to manage and secure your environment and integrate your systems all from one portal, one simple experience. What Microsoft is working to provide to our customers is a simple set of enterprise mobility solutions in one suite that manage these three key parameters I'm outlining on the slide. Firstly, more secure devices and applications and data, enabling you to leverage these mobile scenarios and deliver better quality service to your customers. Integrated secure identity is key to that. Secondly, we'll help people get access from anywhere. Wherever you are, be able to log in securely to your Windows device, be able to transact, be able to provide information to your customers, be able to share information, collaborate. That's the key to mobile scenarios. And thirdly, preserving your existing investments, whether it's with the Microsoft platform, with Windows, with Office, with our server infrastructure. But even if you choose to use devices like iPads, iPhones, Android devices, we have the infrastructure in place to help manage those devices and that environment along with Windows. And that's not something a lot of other organizations are doing today. We're providing a comprehensive end-to-end set of solutions to help you explore enterprise mobility solutions and services, both internally in your organizations and with your customers. And that's the key to really enjoying enterprise mobility scenarios, the mobile tapestry I spoke about earlier, and delivering a truly differentiated experience for your customers. One common identity and access management, leveraging your existing investments with Microsoft technology. One key framework for managing devices and applications and data. That's the key right there. Are you able today to manage your iPads in your environment and your Android devices along with Windows? If not, how are you able to develop a policy for mobile scenarios? Employees who come in with their own tablets, their Android tablets, iPads, iPhones, are they able to work more productively? Are they able to leverage the fact that they have mobile devices for the benefit of your organization? And are they doing so in a way that's secure and doesn't jeopardize your infrastructure, your data, your security systems? That's the key. And in this world where we have increasing challenges with market conditions, unpredictable scenarios, we've got to make the smartest use of technology we can. So think about these key frameworks I've outlined here that form the basis of our enterprise mobility suite. Identity and access management with Microsoft Azure Active Directory Premium, which builds on your investments in Active Directory on-premises. Mobile device management tools. Many of you use System Center Configuration Manager to manage your devices within your environments. Well, Microsoft Intune does the same thing, but covers mobile scenarios. Again, doubling down on your investments to have stronger return on investment overall that directly can impact your bottom line through employee productivity improvements, as well as efficiency in the way you work. Thirdly, information protection, very important. How do you make sure that your data is secure at all times? You cannot truly leverage mobile scenarios if your data isn't secure. And finally, behavior-based threat analytics. ATA is a feature we introduced recently, basically enabling you to track user behaviors that may be a bit of an anomaly. If, for example, you have an employee who typically signs in from somewhere in West Africa and you suddenly see activity where there's some sign-on activity from China, from Japan, or somewhere else, clearly that's a flag, that's a red flag, that there's been some kind of breach in your security systems. Now with advanced threat analytics, you have a way to identify suspicious activities and advanced threats in near real time and take action to protect your environments. So to the point I raised at the beginning, we've got great challenges, no question about it. But with great challenges are great opportunities. I'd like to invite you to talk to your Microsoft partner, talk to your Microsoft account manager today and challenge them and say, what solutions does Microsoft have in place to help me address the challenges I have and take advantage of the opportunities that I'm beginning to see in my region? I want to thank you for your time, and I hope you found this useful.